Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. If you look at a lot of people in business today, they are card-carrying members of the cult of average. Their thoughts are average. Their performance is average. Their energy levels are average. How they spend their days are average. The courses they take or the books they read, even if they do read, or the podcasts they listen to, average. The conversations they have, average. Their scheduling, even if they schedule, is average. Their tools of the trade, average. Their workplace or their work environment, average. The people they surround themselves with, they're average. And yet they wonder why they're not world class. To have the results only 5% of the population have, you've got to be willing to think and behave like only 5% of the population thinks and behaves. And so what I'm going to challenge you to do is, if you really want to play in the rare air of the top 5%, you really have to make a commitment to saying, I'm going to start thinking like only 5% think, and I'm only going to start behaving like 5% behave. I also want you to remember, though, as you leave the herd, I mean, our neurobiology is to stay in the herd. It's a key pocket of science I want you to think about. We are neurobiologically hardwired to fit into the herd, and it served us so well hundreds of years ago when we were out on the savannah, and there were all these threats like starvation, the saber-toothed tiger. If we left the herd, we would die. Well, here it is in modern society, and we still have this subconscious neurobiology in the reptilian brain, in the amygdala, saying, if you leave the herd, you're going to die. And that's why so few among us innovate. And that's why so few among us are willing to think different thoughts. And that's why we sort of feel a little uncomfortable when we read different books or practice new habits or try new things. But once you know that, you can say, you know what? I'm not my ancient neurobiology. I am my neocortex, which is sort of, it is the higher seat of reasoning. And so just remember also that as you leave the herd, as you leave the 95%, the 95% are going to call you strange. They're going to perhaps laugh at you. You might be ridiculed. They might become jealous. But jealousy is the price epic producers pay to reach world class. And you want to be tough enough in your own skin, and you want to be brave enough in your own vision to say, well, people might not understand my vision, and they might not understand this new thinking. They might not like the results I'm getting because they're so great and those epic results threaten them. But leadership is not about following. It's about blazing new trails. Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.